الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من شيء أحب إلى الله من الشاب التائب أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders, brothers and youngsters. Each and every person heard the name of Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala, who accepted Islam. This is the person who made shaheed and martyr Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Because he was slave and he was commanded, he was told that you do this, we'll make you free. If you do this work, you're going to be a free person, no more servant. Because of that, he did this job in the Battle of Uhud. And he been free and he ran away. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to worry a lot and used to cry because of the martyrdom of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. For many, many years, approximately 6-7 years, because Uhud took place in the 2nd and Wahshi accepted Islam on the 7th Hijri. After a few years, he ran away. It was a Taif. This is the person, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he became martyred, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was crying so much. Allah sent the Jibreel alayhi salam, go and tell my beloved Nabi, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that his name is written on the Arsh, Hamza Asadullahi wa Asadu Rasuli. He is the lion of Allah and the lion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You don't have to worry for that. When Prophet ﷺ came to know about Wahshi, that he is living in so and so place, Prophet ﷺ sent a message to Wahshi. Said, you become Muslim, accept Islam. So Wahshi sending back the message to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can I accept Islam while your Allah mentioned in the Quran Kareem 3 things, man qatala aw zana aw ashraka yalqa athaman yudha'af lahu al'adab wa qad fa'altu hadha kullah. Those who kill someone and commit adultery and do partnership with Allah, scribe and join partners with Allah, they will get multiplied double punishment. And I did all of these things. How Allah is going to forgive me? I have no hopes. If I accept Islam, I have no hopes. Youngsters, listen, very, very important story. Today the youngster says, definitely we're going to go to hell because we committed so many sins. No, look at Allah, what he's saying. He killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Prophet Sassam writing a letter. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala giving answer from the heavens, from the arsh, through Rasulullah to the Wahshi. Said, tell him, illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan saliha fa ulaika yubaddilullahu sayyatihim hasanat. 3 conditions. If he become Muslim, number 1, he must repent. Whatever he done in the past, make tawbah. He turned to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Number 2, believe in Allah. And number 3, do righteous deed, good deeds. If he do these 3 things, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ, Allah will exchange his evil deeds to good deeds. Allah want him. Allah want him. Come. Never mind, you did bad things in your life. This is the ayat Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent to Hazrat Wahshi, who were not Muslim yet. Hazrat Wahshi said, he's sending again the message to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Says, how I believe I can make tawbah now, no problem. I can believe, I accept Islam, but I will remain on the righteous deed or not. That I can't say that. I can't say that. He sent the message to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed another ayat. He wondered where she come. And Allah said, Allahu Akbar. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. Allah will forgive each and every sins, all the sins. Beside the idolaters, those who scribe partner with Allah. Allahu Akbar. This is the ayat sent by two, sent to Hazrat Wahshi. He said, okay. In this ayat also Allah said, لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. If Allah wish, I don't know Allah will wish for me or not. Look at it. What is it? I don't know Allah will wish for me or not. Allah will forgive me or not. How can I know that? This is a long story. Then again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the ayat. Said, tell the Wahshi, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Oh my Nabi, you tell them. Tell your ummah, tell everybody. Those, oh my servants, those oppress upon themselves. They have committed so many sins in this dunya. But do not lose the hope of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will forgive you. Come to us. Allah waiting for you. Allah gets so happy when a person turns towards Allah. Believe me, Allah, I'm telling you. Hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Abu Huraira narrated this hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah explaining. Explain. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person traveling in jungle, in forest, on the way, he went to rest under the shade of the tree. Sone ki tayyari, aankh lagi, and he was sleeping. During the sleep, what happened? The camel. And on top of the camel, he had the food and drink. The camel ran away. Now he woke up. I'm so hungry. I'm so thirsty. I have no food, no sawari, no ride. Where am I going to go? What's going to happen to me? I will die. All kind of whisper was coming in his mind. In that whisper, he went to sleep. Nearly I'm going to die because there is no food, no drink, no any village and the city nearby me. What's going to happen? No right to go somewhere and find something. How much I'm going to walk? Where I'm going to go? In that thinking, he went to sleep. Suddenly he heard some noise that said a camel came next to him, standing by his body. He opened his eyes and he saw, mashallah, my camel back. And he got food, everything on top. He took the food out of that pleasure, out of that happiness. What he says, what he said, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. You my servant, I am your Rabb. He don't know what he's talking because he was so happy. Sometimes happen that person gets so excited. He don't know what he's talking. He don't know what he's talking. He said, Allahumma anta abdi. Oh Allah, you my servant. I am your Rabb. I am your Rabb. He said that. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah gets more happy than this person who was nearly dying. He was nearly dying. And out of joy, look at what he said, that Allah, you my servant, I am your Rabb. How much happy he is. Look at him. Says Allah gets more happy than this person for that person who come towards me and make tawbah. This is the example just given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to explain the insan. Otherwise, how much Allah will get happy? No one can explain that. No one can explain. The hadith is quoted by Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
indict me. Ma min shayin ahabbu ilallah min ash-shabi at-tayyib. Nothing more dear to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nothing more dear to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Listening my word. Ma min shayin, nothing ahabbu, more beloved, more dear ilallah, towards Allah, than ash-shab at-tayyib, the young person, the youth who turned towards Allah. Allah love him so much. Allah love him so much. If the youngster say, the old man says, all right, because he's old now, he's worried now. I'm nearly to the grave now. The young, the time to joy and play and to commit sin. But at that time, he's turning towards Allah and says, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanb wa atubu ilayh. Allah love that youngster, love that person. The hadith is quoted by Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali in his kitab, At-Tasharruf fi Ahadith At-Tasawwuf. Amazing, Allahu Akbar, amazing. Are you awake? What Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, there is four witness against a person who commits sin. Number one, يَوْمَيْذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. The place a person stand or sit and commit guna and sin and disobey Allah, the place will be against on the day of Qiyamah by the, for that person. And will say to Allah, this is the person who commits sin on this place. Which Allah said in the Quran. The second thing, in Yasin, I mentioned before also, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. I want to say something, to say the hadith, that's what I'm telling you, that's all four witness. What Prophet ﷺ said after that? Allah says, I will seal the mouth for that person who lie on the day of Qiyamah, who have committed so many sins in this dunya and is still lying by Allah. I'm going to seal his mouth, his hand, and his body will speak out in front of Allah what he done in this dunya. The third witness, Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. The book of deeds, good deeds and evil deeds, in front of a person on the day of Qiyamah. Look what you did. Everything is written inside. Everything. مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ أَتِيدٌ. Whatever word you utter from your mouth, whatever act you do from your body is written inside. Even خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ السُّدُورِ. Even you blink your eyes, the intention Allah knows. Whatever you hide in your chest, Allah knows that also. The fourth thing mentioned, on the day of Qiyamah, كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفَعَلُونَ. Youngsters, what Allah says? The Kiraman, the right side, the one angel is sitting on our right side for each and every person, and the katibin on the left side. The kiraman writing good deeds and katibin writes evil deeds, both of them sitting and they're writing. So there will be witness on the day of Qiyamah. How many witnesses are? Five. How many? Four. Mashallah. Some of them sleeping, some of them awake. No, you're not answering. All of you have answered. How many?
Four.
Mashallah. You're awake now. Must drink coffee and come here. Allahu Akbar. Now listen the hadith what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Allahu Akbar. For this four witness. إِذَا تَابَ الْعَبْدُ. When a servant, when a person, he turned towards Allah and he repents. He made tawbah. Allah forgive me. Allah forgive me. Allah forgive me. You know what happened? Further, Prophet ﷺ said, أنسى الله والحفظة ذنوبه.
You learn first things there that Kiraman, Katibin will be witness on the day of Qiyamah. Prophet ﷺ said, the person who make Tawbah, Allah will make forget the angel to remember the guna of the person. Will delete. Nothing there. Even the angel don't know on the day of Qiyamah. Ansallah. And the second thing, وَأَنْسَى ذَلِكَ جَوَارِحَهُ, and Allah will make the forget the bodies from whichever body the person commits sin, through eyes, through mouth, through ears, through brain, through understanding, through talking, or through touching with the hand, or walking, whatever. Allah will delete from the bodies also. That Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, اَلْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ وَلَا أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. When Allah delete everything, nobody will speak out. Are you looking at me like you don't understand? You understand, eh? Subhanallah. The hand forgotten. The eyes forgotten. None any part of the organs of the body knows whatever we done in the past. But the condition, إِذَا تَابَلْ, have returned towards Allah. And the third thing, وَمَعَالِمَهُ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. I told you the witness, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On the day of Qiyamah, the place, the ground, the place where the person have committed sin, that place will speak out, will tell Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he did this and that. But a person, when he turned towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will delete from that place also. That place also don't remember what he did in this dunya. وَمَعَالِمَهُ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ حَتَّى يَلْقَ اللَّهِ, until he will greet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala after his death. He will see Allah. لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ شَاهِدٌ بِذَنْبٍ. لَيْسَ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ شَاهِدٌ بِذَنْبٍ. There'll be no witness remain for him, against him on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then person will go in Jannah straight away. In this hadith, the Mawlana Tanvir Rahmatullah mentioned one word. What Prophet said? Ansallahu. Allah will make them forget. Allah is not going to tell the angel, you go and do this work from the ground, from the land, from the piece of land where he committed zina or whatever sin he did it. Allah is not going to tell. Allah is going to get the angel to delete from the book of deeds. No. Allah says, I will do it directly. I don't want the angel say on the day of Qiyamah, you did this, you did this. I delete it with the commands of Allah. I don't want that angel favor my servant too. I don't want that. Allah says, I will do it directly myself. Ansallah. If you understand the mercy of Allah, if you understand the mercy of Allah, how Allah is great. Look at that Wahshi. He's sending message upon message, message upon message. And Allah says, La taqnatu min rahmatillah, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah will forgive you entire sins. Entire sins. Nothing will remain. But one condition, you have to turn towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If you're not going to turn towards Allah, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Little but even. Look at the hadith quoted by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahimahumullah. Abu Huraira narrated this hadith radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, a person, when he was dying, he told his all children, listen, I have committed so many sins in my life. You're not going to do this one, okay? You're not going to tell your children to do that. Understand the hadith first. And understand the explanation of the hadith. Very, very important. A person, that's what Mawlana Tanvir Rahmatullah said, there is three types of understanding. One is called Akle Kamil. Someone have proper understanding. And number two is called Nakizul Akal. You got a half understanding. He got brain, but he don't use his brain. He got brain, but he don't use. Sometimes he does work like a foolish person, while he got understanding. And number three, the Fakidul Akal, disability in the brain, the backwardness. That's Mazur. The three times of understanding also. Maulana Tanvir Rahmatullah, he says, this is the person who got a Nakizul Akal. He did not use his brain. He said to his children, burn my body. He was Muslim. Well, not Muslim, Muslim. He said to his kids, his children, when I die, burn my body. Authentic hadith. You can open the Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. You'll find the hadith. He said to his children, burn my body. And what you do? Collect all the ashes. And what you do? You blow up in the air or in the water, in the sea or somewhere. Throw it away. That I don't want to, that Allah resurrect me. And I don't want to stand in front of Allah because I have committed so many sins. I got so much fear of Allah. That's why he did that. That's why he did. I don't want to stand by Allah. But me and you, our yakin that Allah, inna Allah ala kulli shay'in. He got a power over everything. He got power over everything. Allahu Akbar. It happened, everything done now. Burn his body and throw his ashes, everything. This is the story happened in Bani Israel. But Prophet ﷺ explaining to the Sahaba and companions in his gathering, explaining them about the mercy of Allah. Allah resurrected him and asked him, why you said to your children to do this, to burn your body and throw ashes in the air and water, in the sea? Why you said that? Said, Ya Rab, I have committed so many sins in my life. So many sins in my life. I don't want to stand in front of you because I had so much fear. Allah said, you sure? You know I am your Rabb. I am your creator. I am your sustainer. Said, yes, Ya Allah, I know that. So why you said that? He said, I got so much fear that Allah was going to, you, what you going to do to me on the day of Qiyamah. I had so much fear. That's why I told my kids. He said, listen, if you did this, this work is not good to do that. Because the work, if you do purposely, don't use your brain, then you become kafir. You can't do this. But you did only out of fear of Allah. I am forgiving you. Go to Jannah now. Straight in Jannah. No question, nothing. This is the person who died and who told that. Maulana Tanvir Rahmatullah explaining this hadith, subhanallah. He says, Allah want the person come towards Allah out of fear. He turned towards Allah. Allah, I have committed so many sins in my life. Allah, forgive me. Allah says, when you make intention, yet you did not come to the masjid, you making intention, I will forgive you before you ask me. Allah is so merciful. That's the meaning of Kareem. Ya ayyuhal insan ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Mulare Qari Rahmatullahi explaining the word of Kareem. The person make intention. Allah, I want to make tawbah. Allah, forgive me. He just making intention. Yet he did not raise his hand before he come and raise his hand. Allah, forgive him. Like the story is written in Bukhari and Muslim. Person killed 99 people. What happened? He yet did not raise his hand. He was going towards the city where the pious people was living. He was going to them to tell them, please make dua for me. And I also can make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So before he reached to the city, on the way he died. And that is a long hadith. Allah said to the angel, close this land where he was going to make tawbah. Make it close that one and make far this one where he come from. Why? Allah says, I want to forgive him because he made intention of tawbah. Intention of tawbah.
My youngsters, the hadith, ma min shay'in ahabbu ila Allah min ash-shabi at-tayyib. Nothing dear to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, nothing beloved to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala than the youngsters' tawbah. The youngsters turn towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He is waiting for youngsters. Budhe to masjid mein hi hote hain. Waiting for youngsters who got everything in front of them. Everything. In front of them, everything. Look at the Fuzail bin Ayaz, radiallahu rahmatullah alayhi. He was young and he was stealing and he was the leader of the thief. He made intention and used to tell the person, I'm going to rob your house today before he go. He was warning them, but he heard the ayat, Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu an taksha'a qulubuhum lidhikrillah. Allah says, he says, I went to rob somebody's house. The person was reciting Quran at the time of tahajjud and he was reading this ayat, Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu an taksha'a qulubuhum lidhikrillah. Yet the time did not come for my servant to turn towards Allah. I heard that ayat and I left that house. I came, I made tawbah, everything, proper tawbah. Extremely proper, sincerity tawbah, Allah. Since I made tawbah with sincerity, Allahu Akbar, that I went to each houses to give the amanat. I steal from you, this is your thing, this is your thing. He went to the Jew person, said, I stole from your house, this bag, take it. Said, no, it was inside was a gold, and you take on that, I want the full of the bag full of gold. I'm not going to accept you, I'm not going to forgive you, but okay, no problem. Go by my bed, there is one bag is there, bring it that and give it to me, I'll forgive you. He went there, he carried the bag and he gave it to the Jew. Allahu Akbar. He gave it to him and he opened, the Jew opened that, it was full of gold. Full of gold. The Jew says, please, I want to become Muslim also. Said, why? He said, I heard in our kitab in Torah, if the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he do sincerely tawbah, Allah exchange from pebbles to the gold, and I put the pebble inside, the stone inside, Allah ta'ala change to the gold. I know that you made a proper tawbah, I'm forgiving you, and I want to become Muslim too. Have to turn towards Allah. We have to turn towards Allah, come towards Allah. Allah will forgive you, inshallah. I will tell you more stories about that, inshallah. That look at in the past time, the youngsters was turning towards Allah Ta'ala. And what Allah gave them, what Allah made them, and what Allah gave them after death also. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to make tawbah on time. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.